Chapter 5. Assessing Your Business. At this point, you have a better understanding of the transformative potential of artificial intelligence and its related technologies. But the bigger questions still remain. What can I do? We're not Netflix and I'm not Reed Hastings. How can I possibly implement AI now? It's too much. How do I even start? These are fair questions. As we heard in Chapter 2, there are many popular misconceptions about AI, and lots of fear and uncertainty. Even if you know better or have been encouraged by the examples in Part 1, your colleagues and employees may take some convincing. This chapter, and the next three, will detail the stages or steps you need to take in order to implement AI and big data successfully. For reference, these stages are: Assess. Identifying the inherent growth and innovation potential of your business and the potential benefits of data-driven strategies for each type of business. Frame. Understanding and assessing your company's organizational maturity and internal competence, factors that determine its overall data readiness. Prioritize. Selecting and pursuing the business goal with the highest potential business value that can be met using AI and its related technologies. Measure. Tracking not only the scientific results, but also the business changes resulting from data-driven projects, to ensure that they gain traction beyond the immediate goal and transform the business itself. Throughout this process, it's important to remember that data science is simply that, a science, one that uses empirical methods, processes, and systems to derive knowledge from both structured and unstructured data. It can be used for good purposes or bad, as we discussed in Chapter 4, but it does not have a mind of its own. It is also not the exclusive domain of large corporations. The purpose of this book is to help you prove otherwise, that almost anyone can utilize AI effectively to achieve remarkable results. Growth assessment. The first stage of this process is to understand your business's current potential for growth. There are many ways to do this, of course, and most executives do it on a regular basis, using tools such as the familiar business model canvas. This vision board approach provides an at-a-glance overview of what a company hopes to be in a year, 5 years, or longer. It's far more than a business modeling tool, however. It outlines a coherent general business strategy, including potential trade-offs. As we'll see, it can also inform the data-driven initiatives that can support such a strategy. For example, in 1999, Netflix's value proposition consisted of supplying unlimited rentals of DVD-based content to movie and TV consumers, with no due dates and no late fees. This in turn dictated a delivery channel, online ordering and home delivery, which provided a stable subscription-based revenue stream. That model was vulnerable to competition. More importantly, Netflix sought to understand their customers' needs, which shifted their value proposition to content recommendation, something that required a sophisticated analysis of big data. This drove the company's channel strategy to streaming content, even before streaming infrastructure was up to the task. This soon resulted in an acceleration of subscription revenue, and ultimately in new key activities. Original content based on their content recommendation data. With the help of big data and AI, a growth plan is an invaluable means of identifying ways to increase efficiencies and lower costs. It can also help identify new resources or partners. It can even identify potential new products or new breakthrough business models, or reinvent your business entirely. But before you can do any of those things, you need to know where your business stands. Where you stand now, and what you want to be. Most companies have some idea of their basic value proposition and its implications, even without the business model canvas described earlier. But doing a growth assessment also forces us to look at the type of company we now are, and more importantly, what we want to become. The next step in assessing your business and its best approach to big data and AI comes down to two important factors: your willingness to innovate and take risks, even abandoning old business models and conventions in order to create new ones, and the future growth potential of the market or service area you are in. These are the basis for the business model discussed earlier in Chapter 1. Every business is different, of course, but knowing where you stand at the moment is not difficult. Some companies, like those described in Part 1, are clearly in the multiplier category, fully prepared to innovate, take risks, and even bend the rules to realize that potential, as we'll explore later in the chapter. But what does that mean for other business types? Do you have to be a multiplier to use AI and big data effectively? As we will find in the next several chapters, the answer is no. No matter how innovative, daring, or growth-driven your company may be, AI and big data have enormous potential benefits and can lead you to greater growth and innovation. Being a multiplier company, one whose growth and value increases exponentially, is a likely result of using data effectively, not a requirement for doing so. In fact, companies that implement AI within the limitations of their own organization are more likely to change and grow. By following the data deliberately with the help of AI and supporting technologies, they may start out as one type of company, but ultimately become a multiplier. It's true that they will have to make changes and unlearn old habits, but in doing so, they can multiply their success beyond all expectations. Before describing each of the four quadrants and how companies in each one can benefit from AI, we need to understand their defining vectors: innovation/risk-taking and the potential for growth. The dynamics of innovation. Innovation may seem like a subjective notion, but there are ways to look at it objectively. A 2006 report described the measurable relationship between innovation and business performance in terms of sales growth, market share, and profitability. The report surveyed both manufacturing and service-oriented companies, showing the positive results for companies that innovated either their product offerings, their processes, or both. A Kennesaw State University report defined innovation as something that takes place when management is willing to change the company's business model to capitalize on new ideas, at the time they believe those ideas are ready to be implemented. The report found that innovation-driven companies shared common characteristics, including a high level of involvement by CEOs and other executives as drivers of innovation initiatives. Incentives, hiring policies, and budget allocations that reward and encourage a culture of innovation. Open communication practices that reduce the fear of risk-taking, and reliable metrics for business initiatives that not only show what happened and why, but also predict what will happen and how to make good outcomes more likely. Other business books rightly focus on the first innovation indicators: executive leadership, incentives, hiring, budgets, and open communication. While these are important, the last factor, reliable metrics, is of particular interest for implementing big data and AI. By applying and measuring these technologies in a reliable, meaningful way, companies and nonprofits are fueling their potential to innovate. Finally, a company's willingness to take risks is directly related to their capacity for product and process innovation. Whether that innovation is disruptive or incremental, if a company or nonprofit is reluctant to challenge the way we've always done things, then it is likely to suffer the consequences. Recall the fate of a company formerly known for its innovation, Eastman Kodak, described in Chapter 3. Contrast that company's risk aversion with rival Xerox, whose service innovation approach saved it from suffering Kodak's fate. The two companies' recent history proved the truism that innovation is risky, but what's really risky is not innovating. Fortunately, a company's willingness to innovate does not prevent it from implementing AI and big data, as we will see. In the long run, however, innovation will always be a hallmark of companies that excel at using data to multiply their value over the long haul. Limits to growth, real and imagined. The second vector used to determine a company's position in the four quadrants is its potential for growth. Like innovation, growth potential can be a tricky concept. Perhaps the demand for a company's product or service really has peaked, and there are literally no new markets to conquer. If a company's sole focus was on making buggy whips or fax machines, or if it offered equally obsolete services, then its growth potential will obviously be nil. When a market becomes truly saturated or when product demand stagnates, such companies don't last long. They are shut down, acquired, or, in a best-case scenario, transformed into something else. That is why it is necessary to constantly evaluate thought, data, and metrics to discover where the need for change exists. The point is that limits to growth are often in the minds of those who fail to see new opportunities. Just as risk aversion stifles innovation, narrow thinking limits a company's ability to grow past its current model. While the potential for growth is often linked to innovation of new product ideas, there are other ways to expand one's growth potential and fuel business expansion. These include acquiring new business capabilities through M&A or partnerships. While not as glamorous as inventing the latest in disruptive technology, M&A is a valid choice for company growth. Today, it is also frequently optimized by artificial intelligence. Developing new processes for offering the same products or services at higher margins. This often involves cutting production costs, automation efficiencies, and other improvements made possible by, you guessed it, artificial intelligence and robotics. Acquiring new customers for existing products and services by using big data and AI to develop marketing and sales funnel strategies that actually connect with users' preferences and purchase behavior. Of course, it is possible to develop a customer acquisition plan without utilizing AI. It's just a lot harder to succeed that way. Marketing departments and agencies are littered with SEO, branding, and loyalty-building campaigns that rely more on gut feelings than data science. Utilizing new channels for selling or distributing your products. When it comes to digital commerce, reinventing the wheel is not necessary. There are many options for e-commerce automation available to streamline the process. Of course, many of these were developed by companies in the multiplier quadrant, but that does not preclude you from using them. The potential for business growth is subject to many factors outside our control, including employment fluctuations, market conditions, and other macro influences. However, there are many things a company can do in order to grow. Your willingness to innovate and your ability to grow determine which of the four quadrants best describes your company. No combination prevents you from implementing big data and AI successfully, but knowing where you stand will help you determine the best possible way to do so. But before you attempt to identify your company's position, let's summarize the four quadrants themselves. Optimizer companies. Companies in this quadrant can be of any size or age, but the term is often associated with relatively large, well-established firms. Inherently cautious and conservative by nature, such companies tend to focus on bottom-line cost savings, optimizing the process efficiency, reducing potential liability, and protecting their intellectual property. While these things are all good business practices, They can indicate a company's aversion to risk and change, as well as a perception, true or not, that there is limited potential for growth. Cost-cutting, one of the hallmarks of optimizer companies, is not without the risk of harmful long-term results. On one hand, if the aim is to maintain or improve product or service quality, then wise cost-cutting is an obvious move. It is also a prime opportunity to employ customer and service data via artificial intelligence algorithms. However, cost reduction, especially workforce reduction, is often done for short-term balance sheet reasons with disastrous consequences. The immediate financial savings are more than overcome by declining employee trust and interest in the company's success, and ultimately in declining customer trust and loyalty. Ironically, properly deployed big data and AI would have predicted such a result and guided the company in making different cost-cutting decisions. The good news for optimizer companies is that AI can be extremely effective in strengthening operational efficiency, customer service, and other areas that typify companies with less perceived growth potential and less willingness to innovate and take risks. How exactly does AI help optimizer companies? It can do so, for example, by harnessing their existing data, such as its customer preferences, their purchase behavior, and the company's service history. AI and big data can lower operational costs, reduce errors, strengthen customer loyalty, and minimize or even eliminate financial decline. In time, it may also lead the company to realize new business opportunities or product ideas that would elevate it to the extender or innovator categories. It may even lead to becoming an outlier company, capable of multiplied growth and innovation. Extender companies. In markets where potential growth is obvious, but the company is wary of risk or change, the extender strategy is very common. Tried and true manufacturing or service methods are in place, and the company has achieved success in its existing sphere. What distinguishes extender from optimizer companies is an overwhelming desire or mandate to grow, to conquer new worlds, so long as the new worlds look much like the current ones. By far, the most common method of achieving such growth is through M&A, both of rival companies and of those whose products or services may resemble their own. M&A is sometimes referred to as inorganic growth, as opposed to the organic process of innovation and product development described later in the chapter. The key objective, greater market share, is accomplished simply by gaining the customers of the acquired rival and selling those new customers the same products or services under a new brand. If the acquired company happens to be more willing to take risks and create new products, then the acquiring company may reap the benefits of being an innovator company without taking the risks involved. Growth via M&A can also be hazardous. The Harvard Business School defined 4 major risk factors, including the lack of due diligence, overpayment, misguided notions about the value of the proposed combination, and unforeseen difficulties in combining operations and company cultures. In a 2016 survey of senior finance professionals, miscalculations about the acquired company's value and its operations topped the list of 15 causes for concern that resulted in financial loss. The application of AI can be of enormous benefit here. When considering a merger, combining 2 companies into a new entity, or an acquisition, there are enormous quantities of data available to both parties. This includes both structured, think spreadsheets and databases, and unstructured data. M&A teams typically focus on the former. What was the revenue for the past 10 years? What were the costs for the same period? How did each product group or service category grow or decline over time? Such structured data can provide a basic skeleton picture of the company to be acquired, but little more than that. Very often, the missing details about a company's true value and operations are filled in by the experience or gut instincts of the principals or their advisors. This common but unscientific approach often results in overvaluing the acquisition or missing an important business flaw, which in turn can lead to poor results. In 2003, a Harvard Business Review article noted that reliance on intuition may seem necessary because of the rapid increase in the volume of data and the narrowing of available time to analyze it. However, the same article also points out that the subconscious process we call intuition can be fatally flawed. It is subject to confirmation bias, preferring evidence that supports what we already believe, sunk cost fallacies, framing, and other cognitive biases described by Nobel Prize winner Daniel Kahneman in his landmark book, Thinking, Fast and Slow. The same HBR article, from almost 20 years ago, predicted a better solution. Technology may hold the key. Sophisticated computer programs are now being developed that can supplement and bolster people's decision-making skills. Many of these new decision support tools are still in the early stages of development and have yet to be applied to strategic business decisions. But they hold enormous potential for helping executives carry out the two key components of decision-making or problem-solving exercises: searching for possible solutions and evaluating those solutions in order to choose the best one or ones. The more complex and fast-changing the situation, the more challenging both search and evaluation become. By expanding the analytical as well as the intuitive capabilities of the mind, the new programs allow a much faster, a much fuller, and a much more rigorous exploration of the options. This observation clearly indicates a data-driven process, one that can only be accomplished via artificial intelligence and machine learning. For M&A purposes, the right AI analysis of unstructured data would provide greater insights into a potential acquisition's true value, and even offer reliable predictions of its future performance potential. Today, big data and AI are becoming an integral part of the M&A process. According to a KPMG Australia report, buyers are increasingly using quantitative predictive insights over qualitative ones to support their value hypotheses. For attorneys during the due diligence phase, AI is proving to be a cost-saving boon, accelerating the review process and creating greater budget certainty. Another characteristic of extender companies is an emphasis on greater marketing efforts, both for their existing products or services and for those of any acquired entities. It is always difficult to create a compelling brand message for a large, diverse set of deliverables, but it is essential in order to retain and expand a company's market share and top-line revenue. Companies in this quadrant may not have a strong desire to innovate, but they do know that new customer acquisition, retention, conversion, and brand loyalty are the keys to success. Marketing initiatives can take many forms, of course. For many, today's marketing landscape contains far too many forms of communication. What was once a relatively simple task of advertising in publications, broadcast media, and on signs or in-store displays is now a bewildering array of media channels. To name only a few, these include websites that always need fresh content, endless social media feeds, surveys, and direct online interaction with customers. Topping it all off are the endless streams of unstructured data coming from all these channels. That last sentence will give you a hint about the likely solution for extender companies and their marketing campaigns. By utilizing artificial intelligence and big data effectively, companies can find meaningful patterns that are all but impossible to detect manually. Knowing these patterns of likely customer behavior will inform decisions on which channels and content are most effective in gaining attention, provoking interest and desire, and prompting meaningful action. Marketing itself comes with inherent risks, including declining brand awareness, misguided product development, and failure to anticipate actual demand. A University of West London study found a direct relationship between marketing and consumer trust. It also found a relationship to purchasing decisions and the risk to web vendors. Obviously, all of these initiatives are a potential source of data, in addition to the company's existing customer data, which represent fertile ground for the use of artificial intelligence. All of these risk factors can be anticipated and avoided when the available data are properly used. With the right application of AI, extender companies can approach both M&A and marketing efforts with a much greater likelihood of success. Innovator companies. The next quadrant, innovators, includes those aggressive risk-taking companies whose growth potential is not yet obvious, at least to the outside world. Typical, perhaps stereotypical examples of innovators include tech startups and entrepreneurs of almost every type and size. It also includes intrapreneurs, those individuals and groups within large companies who innovate internally. Others include traditional service providers and manufacturers looking to transcend their existing offerings and broaden their customer base. An innovator's chief characteristics are ambition, vision, and a desire to change things for the better, even before their big ideas for products or services are proven successful. Innovator strategies nearly always involve R&D. New products or services must be planned, designed, and tested, which is fertile potential ground for artificial intelligence and big data. By analyzing relevant unstructured data on consumer behavior and other factors, AI can more reliably predict the types of products and services that would meet people's needs, informing product developers and designers and giving them valid criteria for testing and subsequent promotion. AI and big data are already significant aspects of R&D for pharmaceutical companies, not only helping with product design specifications, but also with managing clinical trials, participant identification, and dosage error reduction. It is also emerging in the industrial manufacturing sector, providing more objective identification of user requirements, better exploration of market trends, and higher product design efficiency. All this points to an even larger trend. Artificial intelligence may have an even larger impact on the economy by serving as a new general-purpose method of invention that can reshape the nature of the innovation process and the organization of R&D. So for innovator companies focused on aggressive R&D initiatives, AI and big data are imperative. Even companies with smaller IT budgets benefit from emerging third-party tools that will help them accurately quantify customer needs and identify, create, and test the resulting products and services. Another chief characteristic of innovator companies is their equally aggressive pursuit of top talent, a difficult task made even more so by the disruptions of the COVID-19 pandemic. In a globalized seller's market for skilled employees, companies are often hard put to recruit the talent they need to develop and promote their new products and services. Once again, this is a prime opportunity for companies to use big data and AI. The role of AI in today's hiring practices is well established, if sometimes controversial. As we discussed in Chapter 4, human bias can be present in AI algorithms, especially if the data set is not representative of the population as a whole or contains elements subject to misinterpretation. In 2018, Amazon famously had to discontinue its AI-enabled recruitment system because it could not stop the tool from discriminating against women. This has prompted some analysts to declare that predictive AI tends to preserve the status quo because they are based on inadequate or biased datasets. As usual, the reality is more complicated. AI unquestionably decreases the time required to sort through resumes, freeing HR professionals to focus on more qualitative matters. But current recruiting AIs are vulnerable to human bias and to candidates trying to game the system by using known keywords. A recent Forbes article weighed these pros and cons, ultimately tasking HR and IT departments with the responsibility of thinking beyond minimum compliance requirements, monitoring the entire recruitment process for potential bias. Used wisely, however, AI can identify candidates that traditional recruitment may miss. As an aid to recruiters looking for unorthodox or non-traditional skills and experience, it just may be what innovator companies need to find and hire the next atypical superstar. Multiplier companies. When a company or nonprofit knows its true growth potential and is fully prepared to innovate and take risks to realize that potential, then it will be one willing to bend the rules. Companies fitting this description are amply described in chapters 1 through 4, so there is less need to describe them here. Being a multiplier does not mean violating individual rights or ethical norms or exploiting others unfairly for financial gain. What I mean by rule-bending is a willingness to challenge the status quo, discarding old models and practices, transforming your business model from the ground up. Becoming a multiplier does not happen overnight, nor can you disguise reckless or destructive business practices under a multiplier label. Once you embrace a mentality of innovation and growth, however, the use of big data and AI will be a perfect fit. This requires a certain level of audacity. Netflix decided to all but abandon its DVD rental model and embrace streaming, long before streaming was practical. The company's customer feedback data was abysmal from a PR perspective, but instead of handling it in the typical PR manner, the company embraced that data and used it to transform their business model. Coda Coffee was, and is, committed to the ethical principles of fair trade, which had limitations when it came to product quality incentives. But their willingness to take risks with AI and technology gave them a way to transform their business. With the right combination of audacity and data science, you can become a multiplier business as well. Once you have assessed the core nature of your business, you can move on to the next stage, knowing your company's data readiness capabilities, the subject of the next chapter.